I'm John Batchelor. I am speaking with my colleague, Michael Yon, war correspondent, Patreon. Michael Yon at patreon.com is how to find Michael's photographs and videos. Right now we're having a conversation about what he learned in these last hours. He is in Panama. He is at the edge of the Darien Gap, at the end of the Panama Highway. He is in a rainforest. It's raining. And we're discussing what he learned while he was in the jungle, and he got out of the jungle fast enough so that he didn't sink in the mud. Michael, I now want to go to the migrant flow. You mentioned earlier that when you were there 10 days ago, there were several hundred recorded in a day coming out of the Darien Gap at Bajo Chiquito. What is and you mentioned that the flow today was very minimal, three or more. Where are they, Michael? Have they stopped?
Well, since the last time I was there, which was about 10 days ago, there were, you know, it was flooded then. The place was overrun with migrants. And you could see, for instance, that YouTube video I put up with the three Venezuelans talking about the women being raped and all that. They were gone. There were still maybe 100 there, migrants, and they were putting them on boats. But only three have come in this morning. And the man that does the Western Unions there at that little store in Bajo Chiquito, he said that it's just like cut off in the last week, and he doesn't know exactly why, but it's come down to a trickle.
Where are they, Michael? Does he indicate, have they stopped? Because the route that we've talked about in the past, Africa or Asia to Brazil, to Ecuador, to Colombia, and then to Panama, walking through the Darien Gap. Has that flow stopped?
It's clearly not stopped. But I did see an article about 3 days ago in Colombia that said about 10,000 were backed up there, but I would need to go down there to audit myself or send somebody I trust. But according to that article, it was a local Colombian article, but it happened to be in English, about 10,000 are stopped there. Now, it could be other things. The rainy season is coming. And it'll be flooding up in the mountains in Darien, like right now. There's mud everywhere here, and they get flash floods. And, you know, I asked the people at Bajo Chiquito, do you ever see bodies of migrants coming down? They said not very often, maybe a couple a year, you know, bodies that they'll see washing down the river, because people do drown out there quite a lot. But then that's not the only river either. There's many rivers many streams, and then a few rivers that they have to cross out there, and it's treacherous. And for instance, when it comes to flash floods, we talked about that at length today. You know, even Imbara Indians, who are Indians who live in the jungle permanently, they said they only get about 15 minutes warning for these flash floods, and then the whole village just moves away from the river several hundred meters upstream. And by the way, I asked them about COVID. Out of the 465 people in this village, they told me zero buddy got COVID in this village. Nobody. Nobody got COVID. I said, what are you taking? Are you taking anything? And they're just some herbals from the jungle. But then I can't explain. I have no idea. I'm not an epidemiologist. I do know that there's probably not one single window in the entire village, and certainly no air conditioners or anything like that. The houses are open and you know, I don't know. But they've told me very clearly nobody got sick and nobody died from it.
The three Venezuelan young men whom you talked to when you were in Bajo Chiquito 10 days ago, are they still in the village? Have they gone on? Do we know where they are?
The three Venezuelans, I did not see them. And I think if they were there and they had seen me, they would have come right up, and I would have noticed them instantly. I did see another Venezuelan right when I was leaving the village. And well, we only said hello very quickly because we had to go. The rains were coming. And that was it. Mostly today it was Haitians and Cubans.
Michael, you've had opportunity to investigate where the people are coming from. And the last time we talked, we know that it's a wide range of countries. What I'm struck by in your recounting then and now new information is the large number of children, because the record keepers note when it's a male child, a female child, when it's a parent or a male adult or a female adult. It would seem from the accounting I'm reading, Michael, that there are many more children. Is that something that you've heard from the Umbara, that many children are coming through, some without parents?
Oh, clearly. Clearly. And you can see on some of the information that I've sent you how many children are coming. And, for instance, today there was two children sitting beside a Haitian man I sent you the video. I don't know if you've had a chance to look.
Yes, I have now.
And you can see he could barely walk. His feet were hurting so bad. A very powerfully built man, and there's two children sitting beside him.
He was exhausted. His feet were cut up badly, yes, and very fit young man.
Yeah, and you could see the look on his face was pain. And when he said, "Are you from America?" I said, "Yes." He goes, "Oh, you know," his face lit up, you know, because that the Haitians, I've learned, like Americans. He really was very positive to see me. But the two girls that were sitting beside him, they were about 5 and 6 years old. I said, "Are these your daughters?" He said, "No." And I said, "Well, where's their parents?" He said, "Their mother, we lost her in the jungle." And you can see on the video, you don't have the whole video, but it's on my audios. You don't have the whole video because I had to cut it and turn it off. But the bottom line is it's on several videos. But the bottom line is that their mother got very sick in the Darien Gap, and he carried the children out. And the mother was in a clinic just nearby us, and I wanted to go see her. The rains washed us out quickly. But so the children, they seemed, you know, they were hanging around that man that said that he brought them out. That's what's happening. I mean, if you carry children through the Darien Gap, there's an old story. It's replaying, you know, weekly, is parents either die or get sick out there, and they're carrying very small children. And it's up to somebody else's mercy to bring them out. Now, a lot of people get lost in Darien Gap, and they're never seen again, period. They're just off the records.
Well, let me go through the countries that Michael has researched are recorded coming through the Darien Gap, but nobody coming today, not much, 3 people. We don't know why the flow is turned off. Nepal, Dominica, Somalia, Ghana, Cuba, Mali, Togo, China, Ecuador, Nigeria, Chile, India, Venezuela, Angola, Haiti. I mentioned Cuba. India, Michael. India is on fire with COVID-19. It'd be very surprising to me if there's not COVID coming through the jungle. Very surprising, given what's happening. The U.S. has now cut off air traffic direct from India, I believe. Australia did that several days ago. The United Kingdom has now cut off air traffic out of India. So if they are Indians people from the Republic of India in the migration, they may be at risk. I don't know. It's hard to predict. Back to what you learned about the financing. I'm fascinated, Michael. This system that you learned from this man, it's like the system that runs in the Middle East where you trust people to transfer money between well-known characters and each other, and then they dole out the money. Do we know what his profit? I love the birds, Michael. You're in the rainforest. The birds are fabulous. Do we know what his profit taking is on this transfer?
Right. Actually, those are chicks. There's chickens around here, and there's a lot of birds. And so they're both. The profit, according to the signs and talking with them, is 20%. They take 20% on the transactions plus whatever Western Union takes or MoneyGram. And so this works on a fusion of a hawala system and a normal transaction banking, you know, for Western Union. In other words, someone will transact by sending Western Union wire transfer to this family in Panama City, and that family then texts to their family member down in Bajo Chiquito, and then that's the hawala system right there, where you do a text. That's the system that makes it very difficult for our intelligence agencies, by the way, to track money transactions between terror groups. It's very difficult. And so there's a lot of effort that's been put into that from Treasury and others. But the bottom line is that's how it works. It works as a combination between a normal Western Union transaction and then a hawala transaction.
Last detail, Michael, you sent a photograph of the center front, two young men on a motorbike, heavily armed with armor, wearing armor. Is that representative of the center front in the region? Are they patrolling with routinely armed for combat?
Oh, they're out there everywhere. I mean, there's some about 300 or 400 meters from me right now, and they're very fit. They've been very professional to me at all times. They seem very, very well trained. Actually, this morning when we were going out to the jungle, my rider came to get me at 5:45, and when we were headed out, the center front there was two platoons running down the Pan Am Highway, actually holding rubber M16s over their head, that sort of thing. You know, it reminded me of when I was in the Army. So they were out doing their really serious military training in the morning. You could tell they were pretty exhausted.
Last question. I can hear traffic on the Pan American Highway in front of you. Is the traffic pattern any different than it was when you were there 10 days ago?
Seems about the same to me. It's intermittent traffic. I mean, I've never seen a traffic jam here. I mean, it's really, you know, well, as long as we've been on air, you can tell how many cars have gone by.
Sure.
There's a motorbike there. It's very, very little.
Michael Yan, in the rainforest of Panama, at the edge of the Darien Gap, the extremely dangerous and now mysterious Darien Gap, because apparently, from what Michael records, the migrant flow that was as many as 400 or more per day when he was there 10 days ago is now 3 that he recorded on today with the rain started. Maybe that stopped them. Maybe there's been some interruption on the Colombia side. There's no reason to believe the migrant flow has changed. After all, it is money-making for the people in the region. And from the courage of these people, nothing will stop them short of an asteroid strike. Michael Yan, patreon.com is where to find Michael's photographs, his videos, and his reporting. I'm John Batchelor.